Hey, it's Meredith Kelly Oak here with episode number one of the Be a Good Boss podcast. So I am an executive coach. I've been doing this part-time for about 9 years. The other part of my time has been raising children, which is its own version of coaching. And this is my foray into podcasting. It's not going to be like anything I've heard before. I just want to bring you inside the process, inside my mind, so you understand how a coach thinks and, you know, what's going on and how you can ultimately learn to coach yourself. And it's going to be messy, this podcast. I don't intend to have any high production values. My goal is to do it consistently. So for me to do something consistently, it has to be, I have to give myself permission to do it in a really small, messy way. If I try to have a goal of making this a, you know, super, super smooth, high budget situation where everything's all set up and there's all kinds of editing and tech going on, I'm probably going to produce one episode a year, which isn't going to help me or anyone who would possibly gain value from this. So I'm doing what I tell my clients to do when they're doing something new, which is consistency trumps perfect. Consistency even trumps pretty good. Consistency pretty much trumps everything because you get better by doing, is the bottom line. So be a good boss. What do I even mean by that? It's kind of a weird title because when you think of the word boss, in terms of like the person who's in charge of the team at work, a lot of the times we think of like Michael Scott from The Office, right? Who kind of is massively insecure and ping-pongs back and forth between trying to get everyone to like him and wielding his power over them without any kind of, earned authority. So to be good at that, I think what we really are talking about is, you know, we want to be good leaders. We want to be a real leader. We want, you know, we want to be seen as somebody that's worth following and not the Michael Scott archetype of somebody where you have to roll your eyes and like actually work around them to be productive. And so my question is, if your goal is to be a good boss, how do you know? How do you know when you are one? How are you measuring it? How are you deciding? Do you have the criteria in your mind? Do you have it written down? Do you have an idea of what that means? Do you know where you're hitting the marks that you want to be considered a good boss? And do you know what areas you need to work on? The areas of weakness. If you sat down with someone on your team who you have a generally pretty good relationship with and just said, listen, I want you to be totally brutally honest and tell me one thing. If I changed one behavior, what would you recommend it be? Something I could start doing that I'm not doing or stop doing that I am doing. Just pick one thing. What do you think that person would say? So let's have a little think about that. As we can't lead others until we're able to lead ourselves. And we need to create a little space and a little time to figure out what that is. And there's always challenges, little wrenches being thrown into the plan. As I record this, the coronavirus is in full swing. There's pretty much a global lockdown. Everyone is stuck at home, and people who are used to leading their teams in person are now having to do it remotely. So what does that mean? What capacities do you need to enlarge in order to do that effectively that you didn't really have to think about as much when you were in the office? And what are the hidden opportunities and benefits and gifts of having everything sort of get turned upside down without a moment's notice? Just some questions to consider. And if you want some help with that, join me on my coaching program at beagoodboss.com. Take care and be good.